Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We're joined by Sensei Whitey. Hello.
Sensei Whitey. Wow.
Yeah, usually DJ, but you're also Brooke's sensei and teaching her how to DJ in advance of May 21st, her gig at the Overland Corner Hotel.
I was kind of hoping she would play the ukulele or maybe the kazoo, but no, she's going to DJ.
I thought her accordion at the start of the year was pretty on point.
Maybe we can incorporate it.
Yeah. What are the good dance songs featuring accordion that maybe she could sample, maybe she could mix in?
Oh, you know what? The one that's been playing a little bit in our station, Destination Calabria. I played it on Flashback 5 yesterday. What an absolute banger. It's not really accordion, but it's got that kind of brassy sound.
Okay.
Bit of polka.
You think I could? Wow, that's a lot. Look, the reason we have brought you in today, Whitey, is on this topic. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I've had my version of events and how well I'm doing or not, but you are the pro. You know we've got 2.5 weeks to go.
Pro's a stretch, but go on.
Oh, 10 years experience telling Brooke.
You do this thing when we're learning where I'll be like, okay, teach me how to do this thing. And then you kind of jump in and press all these buttons and I get so overwhelmed that I just can't deal anymore.
I'm not a very good teacher, put it that way.
No, you're doing really, really well. But it does beg the question, 2.5 weeks out from the gig, how's it looking in your honest opinion?
You've got the basics down. You can beat match like the best of them, that's for sure. So, you know what? I think you're going to do okay.
Can I offer my perspective here? Because I did watch a little bit of the teaching. It wasn't there at the start. But what I would notice is, Brooke, you are so cool and confident and you're kind of strutting your stuff. And then the moment things go a little wrong, it's like, Whitey, I need help. How do I do this? But until then, you're absolutely selling it.
It's all fake. It really is.
Yeah, but that's performance.
I think I accidentally did a good mix yesterday, Whitey. No one was around to see it, but it actually was all right.
That's the trick of a DJ. Fake it till you make it. Okay. That's what I do. That's what I do in everything in life.
Yeah, I think awesome. Your killer app is your showmanship. It's your outfits. It's your moves. It's your look.
Don't know about the moves, but go on.
Can I give you a bit of required viewing, bit of homework, maybe a late movie review? Mission Impossible Fallout has a brief nightclub scene. I can't remember the DJ's name, but he gets like one close-up and he just looks so cool. He's really like, yeah.
All right.
I'm making love to this turntable.
I could watch that.
I mean, Henry Cavill's in it too. Done. So you can study him.
Sold. Well, look, onto a bit more pressing issue as well. Obviously, I have a set list to put together, Whitey.
Yep.
One of the songs for the set list is being chosen by everybody else. I want nothing to do with it. It's one less thing for me to worry about.
Sure.
Yesterday, we did have a vote. It's a round style. So the winner of this is going on to the next round. Between Push It by Salt and Pepper and Rapper's Delight by Sugar Hill Gang. We have got a winner. Is there either one that would probably be better for me?
Look,
it's a 15-minute set, bear in mind, so maybe not the 10-minute rap song.
Salt and Pepper Push It is a classic, easy-to-DJ song. That's what I'm going
to
put
out. Well, I'm glad to hear it because it won by 80%.
Yeah, you've got a lot of salt and pepper energy, Brooke.
There is another round going up on our socials as we speak. The Look Rock Set and Don't You Want Me Human League.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It's a tough mix with salt and pepper.
I will make it work.
Look, whichever one wins goes off against salt and pepper. So have a vote on the socials. Whitey, thank you for your patience and kindness.
No, thank you.